Good afternoon. You're listening to Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of JPR. My name's Danielle Kelly. I'm with you till 3 o'clock today with tunes. But right now I'm coming to you from the Steve Nelson Performance Studio for another live session. Our guests today are Southern Oregon's own The Brothers Reed. Hey, guys.
Hey, hey.
Howdy.
And I'll say it's not just The Brothers Reed. We've got a bonus musician today. We've got Brianna Murphy. We're really lucky to have these folks in studio because they are super touring musicians. They are super busy, hardworking, and so we are really lucky to snag them in the middle of the tour. They are touring in support of their fifth studio album, The Wheres and the Whatnots. It's a beautiful album, bittersweet, love songs. There's some rockin' tunes in there as well. There's some dreamy tunes. Really beautiful job, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, for those of you who aren't familiar, the description that I'm most fascinated by when I see it out there and gives me a little giggle is that you are familial folk. That's the genre description. And I'd love for you to just explain to our listeners what familial folk is.
Aaron came up with that. So you go for it, dude.
Well, me and Phil are from the same mom and dad. So that makes us family. So familial. I'm pretty sure that's it.
It's a nice word. Yeah. I did look it up. I think it's a real word.
Is it a word?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's like familiar too. Familial.
Familial.
Familial folk.
Yeah.
And for people who have been able to come to your shows, your audience really gets a dose of some spicy familial banter as well.
Yes.
That's really cool. And I'm wondering, growing up together, was it always sort of spicy between you two? Have you guys always been buds?
Yeah, we're kind of far enough apart in age that we didn't have the spice so much. We have another brother that's between the two of us. So Phil was always like the cool baby brother that we didn't give too much crap to.
I got picked on plenty.
But it wasn't like we weren't like overly mean. We didn't
fight.
Not a
lot of verbal stuff, yeah. Just mostly physical.
Yeah, just picking on, not like me and my other brother have actually been angry at each other before when we're younger a lot, so different.
Well, you guys call Southern Oregon home, but I know that you guys are transplants. Where are you guys from originally?
From Missouri.
St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. So it's Missouri, not Missouri.
Missouri? Yeah. Missouri.
From St. Louis, yeah. If you branch out to the more rural areas, it's Missouri. So.
And I happen to know you guys are big fans of running trails and green trees and craft beer. And so
so we hit the jackpot here in Oregon.
So you did. And I'm wondering why, too, Southern Oregon's such a cozy spot. Why Southern Oregon versus PDX or somewhere further north?
Kind of by accident, actually. I was living in Los Angeles, and I met a girl in Los Angeles that was from here. And I was already going to come up and visit. I had met her vicariously through another person who lived up here. And then I came up and visit. We fell in love, and like maybe a year and a half later, I moved up here from LA. Yep.
Well, Brianna Murphy, Aaron Reed, Phil Reed, we would love to hear you play us a song. What would you like to play for us?
We're going to play this tune called I Won't Take It to Heart. The story behind this one is that I was getting really writer's blocky, or not even writer's block, just no inspiration in the pandemic. Yeah, I was like, I don't have anything. I just like wasn't writing anything. So I was like, I better write something or I'm going to lose it. So I just wrote a bunch of lines down that I thought sounded cool. And I had no idea what the song was about. And then like literally 2 weeks later, I was like, oh, this is a love song. So really, it's about like a woman that loves a man like 30% less than he loves her. Catch up on that one. So it's the guy not taking it to heart here. Don't take it to heart. Here we go.
One, two, three, I won't take it to heart if you leave my heart hanging. There's a bag of cocaine on my dresser. Hey, honey, I look at you and my clumsy heart dances like a fly stuck in cobwebs covered in dew. way out by the lake, where the wind's in the pasture and the cattle are grazing and wasting their days, where the moon came to play. As I pulled back the curtain and sat a blindfolded joker pulling my strings. So I won't take it to heart if you leave my heart hanging. There's a bag of cocaine on my dresser, and honey, I look at you and my clumsy heart dances like a fly stuck in cobwebs covered in dew. And where was I going? And what was it saying? I can hardly remember when a bright yellow star shined down through my windshield and winked at me slyly and said, carry on. So I won't take it too hard if you leave my heart hanging. I sail away on my magic rug, and honey, I stick to you like sand in the desert where the lizards are laying and wasting their days, wasting their days.
That was Won't Take It to Heart by the Brothers Reed here at Jefferson Public Radio. Congratulations, you guys. I just want to say it's been so fun to watch the evolution of your five albums, the maturity and the excellence of the songwriting and the playing just getting so good. And I knew you, Aaron, when you were in a couple other bands, you've played a couple different genres.
Many.
Let's see, reggae, punk, yeah. Metal, to name a few. One of the bands I'm remembering from Southern Oregon was from the bar scene was Buckle Rash.
Oh, yeah.
Phil, were you involved in Buckle Rash at all?
I was for the most part. Not in the very beginning, but for the rest of it.
Phil was the hype man and backups and all the percussion, but he was the most memorable part of Buckle Rash for sure.
Yeah, quite an evolution. How did you get from punk rock to familial folk?
I think it's kind of a natural progression that people that listen to heavier music when they're younger, because a lot of this, I feel like in the lyrics and in some of the darkness of the stuff we write, you can kind of pick up on the elements of that. So I think more it was just like chilling out, settling down a little bit, and then but still like, you know, retaining some of that edge and but starting to play acoustic guitar more. It's more just like a mellow thing. Buckle Rash, if we played 250 Buckle Rash shows a year, I'd be a broken, completely broken person. So we can do like two a year. That's what I'm good for.
You said chilling out and settling down, but I have to say you guys are some of the hardest working musicians out there, as I guess you have to be touring musicians.
Yeah.
You're, you know, somewhere between 200 and 300 shows a year, mm-hmm. Really impressive schedule. And you have some really great strategies too. I mean, living in a small place, you do have to travel. You do have to tour. I notice when you're home, you have a divide and conquer strategy. Sometimes Aaron's at Jefferson Spirits and Phil's at Roxanne, and then later on tonight, there, you know, you guys are like five places in one night.
Yeah.
As independent artists, as some, you know, living in a relatively small town, what do you think some of the key ingredients are to be, you know, full-time independent musicians? What makes that work for you guys?
I think we're pretty lucky because we have our jobs. Like, I have my job, Aaron has his job, and as, like...
In the band, not outside.
Right.
Band. Yeah.
So
yeah.
As, like, the duo and as the partnership, we just know what we have to do, and we can completely rely on each other to do that. So it definitely helps to have that element of it, and we're both extremely hard workers. So it's just, honestly, it's been kind of easy, I think, compared to, like, what other bands kind of have to go through, being in, like, the friend zone, and then you have to be in, like, the business zone together, and then, yeah, the relationships kind of evolve into something a little bit more intense. It helps that we're siblings, and we can push through it when we have to.
It's not that it's easy. I just think we're so adept and, like, kind of, like, thrive off of, I mean, you could see by the running stuff, like, we like to exert and, like, push and go, and I don't think everybody likes to do that necessarily. I think artists too sometimes can struggle with that, because if you use your energy in other places, it's hard to have the artistic energy, but for some reason we find a way to do it.
So yeah, pretty much just work your butt off as hard as you can, just go, and then hopefully, you know, if you're doing it right, you'll see results, and then it'll make you push even harder.
And speaking of go, what is the footprint now that you guys are reaching? You guys are up and down the entire West Coast?
Yeah, we're up and down the West Coast into Arizona. We have, like, a really good fan base we've built in Arizona, so we prioritize there a lot. But it seems at least once a year, or just once a year, we'll do way farther. So, like, this year we'll be as far east as Michigan, and that'll be our first time actually in Michigan. We've been as far east as New York twice on tours, but... We've played, it's like 38 states, so it's pretty good, you know. We've played a lot of different places over the last 7 years, and yeah, but we're trying to tighten it and dial it in a little more too, so we can make sure we don't burn out, you know, and stuff like that. And so
what do you do? I mean, I know you guys are avid runners, or that's, I'm sure, one of the things, but what do you do to stay in it, to stay recharged and inspired?
Starting to say no more. that helps. I have a real problem saying no, but it's now it's just getting that's helping a lot, and then finding things we definitely want to do and prioritizing them and being like, okay, no matter what happens. In 2020 we were actually supposed to take off the first 6 weeks of summer. We weren't going to play like through July, and we were going to do this thing. And then, of course, 2020 hit, and it, like, wiped out everything leading up to that. So then when everything came out in summer and people started booking again, we didn't really have that choice anymore. Plus, all the stuff we were, like, going to do in that time was shot anyway, like, traveling-wise and everything. So I think the plan is to actually next summer, we're wanting to go to Europe for a couple months and maybe play a little bit, but more just, like, take a hiatus, you know, yeah.
It sounds like solid life advice for a lot of people.
Yeah, we're taking a month off, but we're going to record the album that month. So we're not really taking it. It just means we're not playing shows mm-hmm. that month, yeah.
My guests today are the Brothers Reed. You can find out their incredible tour schedule at thebrothersreed.com. They've also got a really strong merch game. You can support them by getting some merch on their website. They are performing as part of Ashland Folk Collective's summer series at Fry Family Farms. You can get tickets and information to that show at ashlandfolkcollective.com. Thank you guys for being here. It's really great to chat with you. I really love this new album. It's beautiful. It's got some really heart-wrenching, sort of haunting songs. We'd love to hear another one. I think you were talking about playing Brighter Side. Could you tell us a little bit about where that song came from?
Sure. Yeah, so this one's kind of unique because I had this guitar lick and I had it down. I didn't know what to write about. So I just honestly just started spitting out lines, kind of like not even thinking about what I was saying. And then just kind of ran with that. Maybe I, like, focused a little bit on the subject matter that was coming out, but really not like any other song. And then by the end of it, I kind of got to go back and interpret it myself. And what I came out with is this is a song about someone losing a loved one and being really angry at a higher power for it. It's called Brighter Side. Thank you. Sunday came and went, so did you. Monday was the day that I went to an old place to see if anything was new. Came upon the rock you wrote your name on. Got down on my knees and cried out. Then I wrote you a note in the leaves, hoping so that the wind would carry it to you somehow. Morning bird sings, what does it mean? Thought it was the whisper of your voice till I woke up from that dream. Patience is a virtue for the lonely. If only I could figure it out. Learn to love yourself, so she told me, my one and only, but I'm only loving you, my Southern Belle. Now washed up souls are calling me insane. While God still walks on water pointing plain. Are we just cannon fodder in his game? So Holy Father, you'll sit in the front row while I make you listen to my pain. Ancient is the way that we sing. Using our voice, though it never was our choice, showed us make our spirit ring. Moses didn't know that he was tone deaf, screaming at the sky in different keys. But he had a burning bush. Where's my guided push? Help me see the brighter side of things. Yeah, he had a burning bush. Where's my guided push? Help me see the brighter side of things.
Wow, just beautiful, you guys. I know I keep saying that, but it's true. That was Brighter Side, the lead-off track of the Brothers Reed new fifth studio album, The Wares and the Whatnots. You can catch them in concert on July 15th at Fry Family Farm as part of the 2022 season of Ashland Folk Collective's series. You guys, what can they expect at a Brothers Reed concert? I know, like we covered a little bit earlier, sometimes you are hitting the town solo. Sometimes you guys are cruising in the van up and down the coast, the two of you. I know TJ on bass is with you sometimes. You've got the lovely Brianna here on the fiddle. What's in store for the 15th?
The 15th is a special show. Brianna is not somebody that we get to play with that often, and she's going to be there. So it's going to be the foursome, me, Phil, TJ, and Brianna, and it's going to be super cool. It's going to be probably the like silkiest, folkiest show we've ever done. So I'm super stoked for it. Yeah. Most of the time it's just me and Phil. And on the road, it's usually with TJ. We usually have TJ on tour, and TJ sometimes for bigger stuff. But me and Phil, most of the time it's just the duo. And it depending on where you see us, depends on what kind of show you'll get sometimes. Because we have about 9 hours of material we can draw from. So sometimes we'll just be banging it up the whole time, bluegrass, and slamming the guitar. Sometimes we're just being really folky. Sometimes we're being really crude and disgusting to each other. And sometimes, well, we're never nice to each other, but sometimes we just won't talk that much.
Honestly, as the audience, it's up to you.
It is.
How we're going to play that night.
We read the...
We'll read you through.
We'll usually try to push the line, and then when we find it, we'll just take like a half-inch step back, and then we'll just ride that for a long time.
So Fry Family Farms is a really special venue here in Southern Oregon. If you're not familiar, they've got a gorgeous grassy lawn, twinkly lights. They're going to set you all up on a flatbed trailer. Sounds like you've got a great van configuration for that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they pride themselves on some really delicious handmade pizzas and salads. They do beer and wine, ciders, I believe. Now, I'm curious, you guys had a pretty exciting endorsement this year. Is that beverage endorsement going to be part of this event as well?
Oh, no, I don't think so. They sold out of the first run, and then they are doing a second run of it. But that's like being brewed in mid-July.
Pelican Brewing in Pacific City has endorsed with a really fitting, beautiful label, the Reed Brothers.
Redankulous
IPA.
Dank and we're the Reeds.
Pretty neat. Okay, so no Redankulous. It's sold out, too popular. But Fry Family Farms is a really special place. As you know, a lot of Southern Oregon places are just a pretty magical makeshift music venues, and for people who like yourselves who play as much, I'm just curious what kind of developments could you see? What kind of growth for the music scene could you see or dream up for this area?
Yeah, it's pretty dang good already. I guess one thing I would like to see the municipalities maybe embrace it a little bit more, to where we can do like. You know, it could be cool to have like in Etna. We're playing in Etna, California on Saturday, and it's called the Far North Music Fest. But they like shut down the town, and there's stages like downtown on the street, essentially, which I would really like to see something like that in Medford. You know, it'd be cool if maybe someday the Ashland we could do a more variety of shows in the band shell. That would be a really cool kind of thing. But I mean, for the most part, it's like. For the size of the area we live in, it just really doesn't get much better. So it would just be like, what kind of little things could we do to improve, you know? But it's pretty dang good already, so.
Pretty special.
Yeah.
Our guests today are the Brothers Reed, Southern Oregon's own. Switching subjects here to the lyric content of your new album, there was a really beautiful and bittersweet song that caught my attention that really seems to celebrate diversity and identity, positivity, the Ballad of Will and Sally. I just thought that was so gorgeous coming off of Pride Month. That might be a beautiful theme song to sing. Would you mind playing that one for us?
Yeah, absolutely. This one here is it's a story of about my parents, and it's not their whole existence or life, but it's just an aspect of their journey.
Willie knew that he liked boys, Barbie dolls, and girly toys, back when stuff like that just didn't fly. Sally never had no man treat her how she should have been. It's probably why she married a gay guy. Well, they packed their bags and headed east, tried their best to say the least, to run away from those who knew their pain. Willie knew he could not change, he could not pray that gay away. And it turns out Sally knew the whole time. Said, what's that supposed to mean? It means that some things are not always as they seem. And what are you trying to say? I'm saying I'm not supposed to be here anyway. Willie grew a beard and he had three sons. He started picking fights that he never won. And eventually, he just got tired of trying.
One day Sally had had enough, said, "Will, I think it's time you opened up." So he picked up the phone and called his child. Said, "What's that supposed to mean?" "It means that some things are not always as they seem." "And what are you trying to say?" "I'm saying I'm not supposed to be here anyway. So I'll set you free." Now if times had changed when Will was young, wouldn't I be my mother's son? I'd probably just be floating out in space. Now I'm free to do as I please. Oh, this must all be make-believe, 'cause I'm not supposed to be here anyway. Now Will and Sally, they're both doing fine, just chasing love and living life and basking in the glow of God's green earth. Now think that I might have a son and love him no matter who he loves, 'cause I'm not supposed to be here anyway. Yeah, I'm not supposed to be here anyway. Yeah, I'm not supposed to be here anyway.
The Ballad of Will and Sally. What a beautiful story and homage to your parents, you guys. The Brothers Reed, live in studio here at Jefferson Public Radio, along with the lovely Brianna Murphy, who is a member of the Windfields, an Americana rock and roll band. You can check them out on, is it Instagram? Windfields, beautiful playing there. As I said, July 15th, next Friday, at the Fry Family Farm Ashen Folk Collective. You can also check out their incredible tour schedule, thebrothersreed.com. They just can't stop, won't stop, and they've got some great merch there to support them there, thebrothersreed.com. That's two E's. Thanks again for coming in, you guys. I hope you have a great show, and thanks for being here. And unfortunately, you were just so polite to each other the whole time, but maybe when I see you in concert, we'll hear some good digs.
Yeah.
So thanks again. Hope to see you guys soon.
See you soon, Danny.